Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queens. What's brangin', nigga?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long. Live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah. So keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape, the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boys, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Went Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Yeah. Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Yo, done. We got King Eric.
Who am?
Fucking. Look at my nigga Bomit. Hey, yo, man, I'm here, yo. But yo, can y'all give me a minute? Give me 1 minute, boss. Can y'all hold it down for me for a second?
Yeah.
All right. I'll be right there. Who am?
Live and direct, man. We in the building. Episode 148 was good. 148, Screwball Radio. How's everybody doing out there? Hope everybody tapping doing good out there. Yeah, we tapping in from the Matrix. Hope everybody's safe from these New York City floods. You know, historical events that's been going on. You know, that's just a sign of, you know, global warming for those that believe or don't believe, you know, this isn't normal and it's just been getting worse year by year. Word. Yeah, they better start taking heed because the planet is getting warmer every year. We probably had it the hottest summer ever this past summer. So that means probably the winter going to be real nasty.
Yeah, we can only see, you know what I'm saying? Things happen. You know, it's been in books. It's been in history. It's been in the Bible. It's been in religious books. You know, all different, you know, all the different religions of flooding, of you know, this ain't nothing new, but it's getting worse, you know. Before, you know, you get a flood, and then like maybe 10 years, 20 years later down the line, you get a flood. But New York City been flooding every year for the last four or five years.
Yeah. In California, they've been getting ridiculous shakeups with these earthquakes and these wildfires and all that. They get more extreme every year.
For sure, you know, for sure. You got to think about it, right? So Texas been getting snow. It never snow in Texas. You know what I mean? And then lately they've been getting snow. Last year they got snow. Year before that they got snow. You know, certain parts of Texas get snow, I believe, but not in Austin. Austin got snow.
Yeah, my bad, y'all.
You know, it's just weather crazy out there, and you know, just got to pay attention. Yeah, we talking about the flooding going on. We talking about the flooding going on in New York, and how everywhere the weather's crazy, you know.
Yeah, man. Y'all ain't get it down there. Y'all ain't get no kind of heavy rain.
It wasn't too bad, actually. Nah, you know why? Because the
dirty
mobile storm
wasn't too bad, actually. You sound like fucking Mickey Mouse just now. It wasn't too bad, actually.
You know why? Because the storm moved up from them. For us in New York, the shit was staying still. It got by Long Island, between Long Island and Connecticut, and just started staying still. So we started getting all that rain. We didn't get no wind from that hurricane. We got nothing but rain.
So they said we got like a month's worth of rain?
Yeah.
That was
good. Yo, here on Long Island, I want to say it was like Levittown or something like that. They got like 7 inches.
Yeah, it was flooded out here too in the hood, man. Yeah, it was flooded out here, you know, fucking, because, you know, the drains are fucking clogged up anyway. So when you're crossing the street trying to go to the store, out the curb, that shit's fucking like your whole foot going in there up to your ankle.
Yeah, but you know what I saw today, though, is that, you know, these drains, you know, they were created to deal with a certain amount of water. A certain amount of rain we supposed to get. But this rain been a lot more, so I don't think the system could handle the amount of water that we've been getting.
Trains was fucked up. Niggas was fucked up. If you was out there trying to go somewhere, you was fucking tight.
Yeah, I seen somebody on like a Sea-Doo going through the Bronx. You know, a Sea-Doo is one of them, like...
Yeah, that's when the other niggas gonna bring out all their toys. Niggas gonna bring out all their toys then. Say, man, New York, man, we gonna be underwater in like fucking 20 more, 30 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you always gonna have somebody that's gonna act a fool out there.
Gonna have to start moving to the mountains.
Everything gonna shut the government down. The fucking Democrats and Republicans assholes fucking came up with some kind of plan, so they ain't gonna shut it down. But they gonna have to go back to the table in December, they said.
Oh, they came with a deal.
Yeah, they came up with a deal, but they gotta go back to the table December 31st. And they might have, they gonna take it, they gonna, you know what I'm saying, renegotiate then. But they got a little fucking, you know, couple months.
Yeah, another thing with this storm going on is the price gouging. So a lot of stores, a lot of people who sell food and
you know,
things.
The vampires are out. The vampires
are
out.
Price gouging.
This one lady was on the news. She was selling ponchos. She sold like 60 ponchos out there. She killed them.
I mean, either that or she would have been stuck with them. So, you know, that's... I'm sure she gave it away, sold them for a decent price.
Yeah, it was coming down.
I mean, I would have just bought a hefty bag and fucking put that shit over me.
I put a nice little poncho, you know what I'm saying, the hood on it. 15, 20 bucks. Give me that.
$20, I go get me a box of fucking hefty garbage bags and walk around like I'm glad.
And start selling them shits for $10.
Hell yeah, I'll be out there $5. I got these shits $5.
$5, like, yeah. Niggas is buying those. Hey, give me that, yo.
Hell yeah.
Niggas is buying those quick, busting the holes in this shit quick. Them shits work good too, you crazy? You can cover your whole body with one of them big, big joints.
Hell yeah, you get the heavy duty joint, the one for the leaves. Oh, I'm selling those for like 10. Those is 10. Little bag, 5. For real.
Yeah, man, they get creative, man. I see your Yankees is going on, taking they sorry asses on home, along with the Mets. Them niggas, they, shit is over with.
Yeah,
Damian Lillard going to motherfucking Milwaukee.
The Bucks. Going to the Bucks. Word up. But it's Antetokounmpo
staying. That's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem over there. Them niggas going to be a problem now.
But it's Antetokounmpo staying there.
Hey.
Because I know he's been with.
He was giving them a chance to bust a move. And they got Dame. So, hell yeah, he's staying.
I know he was with Hakeem Olajuwon training and shit.
Yeah. He was kind of mad. He was about, trying to see what they're going to do. Them niggas ain't got Dame. You know he's staying now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of trades that went on this year. I want to see what they look like, man. You know what I'm saying?
What other
like,
trades with that? What other big trades with CP3? Yeah, I want to see him play Steph.
What's his name that was with? I mean, he ain't really like one of the superstars, but who they traded CP3 for, he ended up going to Phoenix.
Oh, nigga that fucked up that money, that deal back then you told me about? With the funny haircut?
Nah. The guy that, what's his, that green punch last year?
Oh,
remember that.
Poole, Jordan Poole.
So, Jordan Poole was traded to the Phoenix Suns. And then CP3 was traded to Golden State. So I want to see how Phoenix Suns look. Because, even though they ain't win, Phoenix been in the playoffs for the last two, three years.
Yeah, I like that. What's that light-skinned nigga name over there? Phoenix? Him and CP3 is doing work.
Yeah, Aiden and... I'll tell you his name right now. Was it?
That's crazy. He's nice. I don't remember his name. He gotta make some moves. His last name
Booker. So I should remember that. But Booker.
T. Booker.
Devin Booker.
No. Devin Booker, man. That nigga's nice.
Yeah, for real.
I want to see what the Golden State Warriors do with fucking Dwight Howard coming over there too.
Look at that. That's
another
trade.
Hold on a second. Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, people, we out here at Screwball Radio. Guys, be right back with us. If anybody out there listening, the number's 1-516-531-9596. Let us know what you think about the NBA season coming up. Your NFL season. Hopefully the Jets do something this weekend because they've been a bunch of bums. The Giants been a bunch of bums. You got to see where we going, man. For real. Ain't going to be talking too much politics, but it's politics as usual. I mean, y'all got a chance to listen to that new song, Queen's Mind, featuring myself, rapper Noid, Big Twin, Black Poet, out right now on all streaming platforms. Go run that up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm back in, y'all. What's good?
Yeah, Poet slid off for a minute. I was holding it down for like 2 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, a lot of things I want to touch in on, man, you know, before we go into music break, but one of the big stories out right now is them supposedly solving Tupac's murder. TPD turned himself in, and he was officially booked for a murder of killing Tupac, and people are not really sold on it.
Well, to be honest with you, he's booked with suspicions of the murder of Tupac. But in the state of Nevada, just knowing you could be charged with it. You know what I'm saying? So from my understanding, you know, just him being there and knowing who pulled the trigger makes him accomplice, makes him guilty of being there, you know.
Yeah. Just by being in the car alone, you're a part of that orchestration.
Yeah, it's guilt. Niggas
call me up talking
one,
about. Niggas call me y'all, but niggas just call me up talking about. You know, I be doing my little side gigs and shit. Niggas told me he's gonna be coming down there at 10:00 to 3:00, and I gotta go somewhere tomorrow at 12 to 6. I'm like, damn, should I go? I can't do that. That's a mission. And I'm fucking beat right now. I've been out all day trapped, grinding. That's cash money, man, but I can't go to work right now, motherfucking. It's in the 3:00. Then tomorrow, go see 12 to 6. I'll be. I can't do it. Anyway, my niggas pardon me on my personal.
But yeah, we just talking about KPD being arrested for suspicion of the Tupac murder.
Didn't he just do a motherfucking Vlad? Was he on Vlad?
Yeah, he did a Vlad. Yeah, he did a Vlad.
That's what they got him for, right? Talking on Vlad, right?
Yep.
I heard he was talking loose on Vlad.
Then they raided his crib not too long ago. They found bullets, but they weren't bullets that was used in the killing of Pac. But again,
10 years ago.
Again, he's only booked with suspicion, but in the state of Nevada, just being part of it or being there makes you guilty. So
yeah, they say he the mastermind. He set it up. Like, yo, called the shot. He the last nigga. All them niggas that was in that car is all dead except him.
Yeah, but what's crazy is that, you know.
That was over there, Orlando Anderson shit, right?
Yeah, he a Crip.
That was over
there, Orlando
shit,
was a Blood, right? Orlando was a Blood. And, you know, KPD Crip. So that kind of throws me off in a way.
It was a whole, they ganging up for East Coast, West Coast, you can't forget. They go in that, this is like niggas out here, boy, creeping their friends and shit. Plus they was going at this nigga too. Oh yeah, they gonna combine forces. Plus they all friends, you know, they probably all rock together. Anyway, you know, different time. That's fucked up though, man. These Pac shouldn't start kicking on that nigga though, man. They got that nigga on tape, him and Shug. Kicking that nigga, beat that nigga up. Cause that nigga took a chain from somebody earlier, right?
Yeah, a month prior.
And they caught that nigga after the Tyson fight. They should have just let that nigga go ahead, man. He can't be doing certain things, man. Look how that shit came and got him, man. That's crazy, cause niggas got a little paper too, man. You in Nate Town. Come on, man. You can't regulate. You the fuck? And you regulating over a fucking chain? You Tupac, man. And Suge's a dumbass because he fucking kicking the nigga on tape. Did you think they ain't got fucking videotape in the casino?
Yeah, but you know the thing with that too is, you know, Pac wasn't.
And they got other niggas that could pop, man. Other niggas could have popped off on them niggas. They didn't have to put hands on them niggas.
Yeah, like Pac wasn't even a blood. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't even blood. He wasn't claiming nothing.
There wasn't no gang shit. It was just a thing, you know, death row thing. You know, he took the death row chain. You know, Pac was trying to show out, man. He was trying to show out like if he fucking part of the entourage, nigga. You the fucking money man. You crazy? You can't be doing all that dumb shit, nigga. You go down, it's over with. You stay in the corner. You stay over there, man. We beat this nigga up. You got enough niggas that could have did that. You can't be putting your hands on them, man. Think Brad Pitt is out. John Travolta niggas out with their boys and they get a drama. You think them niggas are swinging on niggas? I mean, they might, but come on, man. They ain't doing shit like that.
Oh, yeah, you gotta protect the jewel, man. You gotta protect the jewel at all costs, man. Because he was the jewel that was bringing all the revenue. So they can't have the jewel going out there mixing it up. Like he should be the protected.
Nah, Pac was just too real. He want to be the nigga that if this the nigga right here, go well, I'll get it in. You can't do that, Pac. You the fucking main man.
Yeah.
You can't do that, man. You can't do that. You're keeping it too real. You're acting like you're a fucking a hanger-on, like you one of the niggas with the entourage. You can't be doing that. You got to be over there. While them niggas is doing that, you over there in the fucking car.
Yeah, you're not a civilian, man.
Yeah, man, you're not a civilian, man.
No, you're prime time. You're prime time.
You
the
can't
face.
Be in the trouble.
He was the face of California at that time.
Yeah, man, he should play himself because he was on parole. He kicking niggas. They setting it off. The two top money mans. Y'all wilding. Yo, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? That's like me
for
now.
Real, man.
I'm up right now. It's like I'm up right now. And we all out somewhere. And niggas, we see niggas that we got, you know, got drama with some. You think I'm not getting mixed up with this bullshit right now? I'm up right now, man. Fuck them niggas. And if I want a problem with them niggas, then you got a bunch of niggas with me, man. Yeah.
They don't do, I think what it was, they
just ride. Let them shit ride. Handle that shit in the street.
Yeah, they felt untouchable, man. They felt like they was the baddest clique. They felt like it was the baddest clique in the land. They were beating everybody ass. They felt untouchable.
Yeah,
nah,
but again, man, when you worth over a couple million, man, you don't need to be dabbling in that shit, man. You could send the people to do that shit. You know, you ain't got to put yourself out there like that. But like,
just think,
like
if he didn't say, do that, them niggas, just think if they didn't do that, they wouldn't have targeted him. They probably would have targeted the other niggas. They probably still would have went at them because they the money man anyway. Yo, let's get Pac or. I guess they probably still would have did the same shit, but they probably wouldn't have been that apt to get you. They wanted to get him because he put hands on me. What? That nigga kicked me. That nigga did all that shit. Oh, no, we getting them, nigga.
Yeah, for real.
Now, if his boys and them did it, them niggas probably wouldn't even went that hard to get them. If other niggas did it, the entourage niggas did it, they probably just got them niggas or so. They probably still lined them up. Probably still would have happened, but. And plus, how y'all moving like that, man? Y'all just did this shit, now y'all back in the same streets. They was gone. They came back out to go to fucking some party.
Yeah.
They already rocked this nigga up. Boom, now y'all got to stay in the hotel, nigga, for the night. I'm not going back out there. Them palm trees, you get fooled with the palm trees and nightlife. Them niggas is running around looking for us, y'all. Them fucking gangbanging niggas. You crazy?
Yeah,
them niggas
you're a target.
I'm not going.
You're a target.
I'm not going
your
back outside after me.
A celebrity is like $100 bill out there. That's a meal ticket.
Yeah, man, we just put hands on niggas. live niggas, and like, them niggas wasn't no fucking just regular niggas. Them niggas was getting money too, you know, them niggas was getting money. So now we just beat them niggas up. Now we coming back out around the streets, and everybody know we in town, and everybody know, oh, we going over here. And it's easy to line us, man. Hell no, I ain't going nowhere after that. I'm staying at the hotel, the border, we get the fuck out of here. Word, man. Them niggas, they made it too easy for niggas. They made it too easy for niggas.
Yeah,
I think beat niggas up and stay on the scene. Like,
they probably thought because they're celebrity. They probably thought because of their celebrity that they won't go really try them in public like that. But these guys, the one, the pop.
I don't give a fuck who you are, man. You kick on me, punch me out, you stomp me out, nigga. I'm trying to get you, yo. I'm trying to get you more because you a celebrity, matter of fact. Cause, oh, this bitch-ass nigga. Oh, no. If it was the niggas around them, it probably would have been. They wouldn't have probably even got Pop. They'd have been like, oh, we're going to get them other niggas. We know them. We see them. Pop,
yeah, the thing with Death Row is that they, you know, they moved with an entourage. So, you know. So even though they was deep, because, you know, they was deep, but Pac and them was in the front. They was in the car in the front.
Yeah, it's even more reason to keep it moving, let niggas handle that. Oh, that's the niggas? All right, I turn my head, and y'all niggas get it shaking, man. I'm going over there. Fuck, I'm getting the fuck out of here. That niggas get it shaking. I'm out of here. Meet y'all niggas, and I'm not going back outside, because y'all niggas, it's hot now. Just pound the niggas out.
Real.
Gonna fucking go party, and everybody know where we at. And these niggas, they niggas with money, they can find out where at the party at. Oh, Pac, and we're going over here. Oh, yeah. Let's hang around these hotels. What hotel the niggas is at? Oh, the niggas, no niggas went to the hotel. Oh, they didn't need the hotels. We're gonna walk all of these hotels. Oh, you see the flashy cars. Oh, that's where they at. Aight, it's easy to line niggas, man. Oh, they in this hotel. All right. Follow me when they come out. Bam. Yeah, don't let the light. Come on, man. Same thing with Biggie and them niggas. They finished, got off the fucking same shit, yo. That's crazy. Same shit in the car. Look at that shit. In the car, in L.A. Biggie out there after fucking Pac got killed. Fuck you doing out there promoting the record, nigga. Fuck out of here. I'm not out there walking around in the little season, niggas looking for weed and shit. You crazy? Y'all niggas is crazy.
Yeah, they both got killed in Las Vegas. Yeah, I don't think they understood how serious that gang shit really is out there, because it's really serious. And I think they were kind of naive to that.
Well, you know, I don't even want to say they was naive, but, you know, you can't move around with fear. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, niggas are slipping, man. Niggas just killed Pac. And there's the East Coast, West Coast beef going on. All that shit is going on, the East Coast, West Coast beef. And Pac just got killed. Ain't no way I'm going to fucking L.A., fuck that. We got all these other states we can promote this shit in. I'm not going to L.A. right
now. Do what Jay-Z did. Jay-Z waited till the shit died down years later and came out there.
Yeah, he's fucking going to L.A. Yo.
Nah, that ain't true. He still went out there and they ripped him off the stage.
Say word.
He went out there and performed, and he got ripped off the stage, Jay-Z. You should look that up.
Damn.
But yeah, man, Screwball Radio, Saturday night. I know we got mad heat for them. Shout out my man,
yes,
Omari. He's tuned in.
Definitely.
Yeah,
anybody that want to call in? The number is 516-531-9596. We're going to hit y'all with some musical heat right here. And we'll be right back with y'all. Screwball Radio, episode 148.
Top artist to me, it's hard to practice. Too many wash rappers, the market's crashing. I might have caught that on a podcast or I'm passing. You recall what I taught in class, cause we don't give all passes. No. Don't be caught in traffic lacking. It'll feel like you was white water rafting. The boy eyeballs fall out his glasses. I just dropped the gold ball from Gold Yard. They thought I was quarterback, I was throwing yards with a pros arm. Just to think I used to break in homes with a crowbar. Break a whole arm and so on. To blow up my only road dog. I'm a lone wolf. Yeah, I'm solo, but I'm not vulnerable. Headshots only like a photo booth. Gucci logos all over the groups. I told you capping for promo, that's a bozo move. That's a bozo move. Even Tony shot Manolo. Gold shot roller. Same shit over and over. It's closure, it's subculture. Even your own brother smoking.
Hey yo, I'm everything you niggas dream of. Green beam on the street, sweeping. Let me tell you something, me jeans, clean CDG, hearts on the jeans, genius. Got them banging on my toes for teases. Give me two, now I buy six later, please, yes. Hit it, take two, if I don't get my money, then you meet in G's at T-Fetch, front row next to Julia. 32 shots, hit you with 22. Canadian goose. I play the Mac like 3000 planner. Or H plate with the rest. Do we never lack it? When there was a trap, short to 5,000 extra. And man, on check, Lamar's rock neck. Lamar's stress in the box. He got 1,000 months left. The law bless. Hopped out the coop, bitch, wanna fuck my neck.
I must confess. Flow so wavy, you got them seasick. Campaigning for hearts and minds like I'm flying over, dropping them leaflets. Psychological violence like what we hit the Vietnamese with. Got my foes shaking like the beef is, that's deep shit. International cuisine, the menu is prefix. Fuck etiquette, we'll stab you with the fork you use to eat fish. You ain't on no street shit, your remarks facetious. The mark of the beast is marketed to the youth, and the truth is the abuse is egregious. I developed a wider palate, the diet of diamond scallops. The towers in front of the palace, phallic be the writers of the fighters' ballads. I have to put away things that's childish. I'm a grown man, so my hands is calloused. I put them on you, watch you curl up like a callus. Fuck your suggestions if your house a mess. The feds got me monitored like house arrest. Cause my politics is Malcolm X. Talk too much, just give your mouth a rest. I live my life without the stress. Cause niggas love the drama like it's Falcon Crest.
Shit.
Now, next up on Aphrodisiac, we have... And when I'm stomping through the city, I feel that the person over my shoulder could be in. Walking through my community, watching them zombies arming syringes, I feel that they be on that. So I figured to give you the magical touch, got me a bag of tree, but never know. Yo, even the people that I love, I had enough, and whether or not I got to block me out there. Yeah, I'm on the path of perseverance and a person appearing before me apparently love that. Damn, order to rap, I need my clarity, my soul need charity, I shouldn't fuck with that. Yo, yo, another episode to step up on a difficult globe, and I've been told they love that. Yo, whether it be anybody up on the planet, damn it, understand it, they be on that. Fro. Around the world and they loving that. Hate to see how they be coming back. Everywhere I go, I see them on that.
Angel yeah. Dust.
Around the world and they loving that. Hate to see how they be coming back. Everywhere I go, I see them on that.
Angel
and when I'm stomping through the city, I feel that the person over my shoulder could be in.
Angel.
Don't mean to keep it gritty, but if we keep it 100, they be living up under that. I'm here to speak it and bring it awareness. Compared to my people, I'm very imperative to spread the word. My narrative be alleviated by marijuana, but I learned that angel dust was not to be of my concern. I'm a smart boy, I seen a walking nightmare. I'm sleeping off the highest chair, far away from I'ma get my act together, shake myself back up, and then gather my effort to tell my people not to fear. Another episode to step up on a difficult globe, and I've been told they love that. Yo, whether it be anybody up on the planet, damn it, understand it, they be on that
angel from dust.
Yes, yes, you are now tuned in to Aphrodisiac. Aha,
angel dust. Woo.
Around the world and they loving that. Hate to see how they be coming back. Everywhere I go, I see them on that
angel dust.
Around the world and they loving that. Hate to see how they be coming back. Everywhere I go, I see them on that
angel dust.
Yes, 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 yes. And that's it, folks. I advise you not to fuck with that.
Yeah. And that's official. Yeah. West.
LAPD has just told me that they have ordered all police helicopters and all LAPD cruisers out of this area. Okay, this is it. Terrible, terrible pictures. All this guy did was enter this area.
Yo.
That's his only crime.
This is for you out of bounds, motherfuckers coming by the thousands. Bitch, you ain't allowed in sightseeing and browsing. Section 8 projects, hoods, and public housing. Yet you wonder why they call the West wild. It's home to hyenas plus all of the fresh styles.
Right.
Amongst other things, weed and the color schemes. Gang activity painted vividly graphic. Came to chase your dream, you're fucking up the traffic. Thought it was all Impalas, there's killers on a huffy that'll spray. My coast don't play, just ask Puffy. Look around, this shit must be new to you. We kill our own heroes, imagine what we do to you.
Yeah, this ain't no West Coast love song. It's time to put it work, better get them gloves on. Yeah, this ain't no West Coast love song. It's time to put it work, better get those gloves on. Yeah, yeah, this ain't no West Coast love song. It's time to put it work, better get those gloves on. Yeah, this ain't no West Coast love song. Time to put it work, better get them gloves on.
Tours making traffic on the 101. We don't give a fees up where you coming from. Out of town rock stars on Hollywood Boulevard. Not knowing every street is full of bullet scars. Watch your colors, watch your sports teams fitted. Correspondent gangs might mistake you for being any. Phillies cap at PB Pyro. Minnesota Twins caps at Strag New Park. After dark can't you stop at any liquor store. BG's patrol the hood with the business though. Brown Priders and low riders bumping over.
Yeah, this ain't no West Coast love song. It's time to put it work, better get them gloves on. Yeah, this ain't no West Coast love song. It's time to put it work, better get those gloves on. Yeah, yeah, this ain't no West Coast love song. It's time to put it work, better get those gloves on. Yeah, this ain't no West Coast love song. Time to put it work, better get them gloves on.
This ain't a track where I'ma list off names.
Nope.
Tell you how I used to hustle, but the shit's all changed. I came to point a pistol with your pissed off lanes. And your Compton hat front. Never seen a city once, gin and juice and blunts. They came and tried it. Fell so in love with the hood, they gentrified it. They moved to Hollywood, they claim it LA, so it's time you learn the difference, hands up when we say so.
Put 'em up.
We want everything you squares try to jack from us. Still in street culture, repackage and sell it back to us.
Fuck out,
out of bounds, you might step inside a place where you might not make it out if they don't recognize your face. So
yeah,
this ain't no West Coast love song.
It's time to put in work, better get them gloves on. Yeah,
this ain't no West Coast love song.
It's time to put in work, better get them gloves on. Yeah,
this ain't no West Coast love song.
It's time to put in work, better get those gloves on. Yeah,
this ain't no West Coast love song. It's time to put in work, better get those gloves on.
Compton, bitch. WCK Records.
yeah, Schoolboy Radio Live from the Matrix. That's some fire right there. Creeping from the west side with it.
Yeah, man. West Coast been putting it down the last few months, man. Shout out, you know, Razzcast, MC8. That was Pause One.
Yeah, them niggas kind of mad out there right now. They mad, especially NWA fucked up.
Exhibit got some, you know, I heard Exhibit got something to say to Special Ed. But again,
yeah,
you know, he's just
a threat.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, that's his opinion. You know what I mean? That's his opinion. That's just how he personally feels. It's not.
Hold on, rewind what you said. Exhibit. I mean, he, I don't know, man. He's not the hardest motherfucker out there. I know he ain't got to be hard, but why he got something to say? He from
Exhibit
the NWA tree.
From, I mean, yeah and no. You know, he come from Detroit. Exhibit originally from Detroit. But he do mess with Dre. He is part of the circle, you know.
He talking green, but like niggas is still active, being all this.
But again, you know, you can't be mad at Special Ed for voicing his opinion. You know, that's just how he feels.
He
feels.
Yeah, you gotta have dialogue. It shouldn't have to go with some speech shit. It should be just simple dialogue. Just like how Corrupt, RBX, and all them, they had a dialogue with Special Ed about that the other day.
I mean, I could see if it was like WC. I could see if it was Dub C or somebody. Not Exhibit. He talking crazy. You know what I'm saying? He talking crazy.
Yeah, but you know.
He
represents
the
West Coast, so he feels he got to say something. But again,
what else he did? Paparazzi. He had a couple of joints. Exhibit definitely killed him. That nigga more known for Pimp My Ride, though.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get now. That's my shit.
I mean, that's probably his one of his hardest records.
But when you look at what he's mostly known for, he's mostly known for Pimpin' Rides, Pimp My Ride type shit. That's
yeah,
crazy.
But if you remember, Pac even did Exhibit for Paparazzi.
Oh, word, right?
You know?
Oh, that's probably why he wanted to stick his chest out.
You know, Pac went at him for saying, you know.
I just don't understand, like, out of everybody, why Exhibit wants to stick his chest out. Like, what you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he knows that nobody else is. And nobody from NWA going to say nothing. And Cube not going to say nothing about it.
I mean, nobody would have to say nothing and it have been over with. Nobody, if he didn't say nothing, it have been over with. That shit went past niggas' head. That shit just went over. Niggas wouldn't even say nothing about that shit no more. But being that, oh, somebody has something to say, oh, now it's news. It's something to talk about now.
I think Cube is on Twitter. He's answering a lot of questions about Special Ed's comments, and he's directly responding to everybody.
And I could see if it was like a big nigga that said it to make Exhibit say something, because Exhibit to me, you know, he's way bigger than Special Ed. So for him to even get Special Ed props, that's like, all right, you get that's dope. Got Exhibit mad, nigga.
I mean, you
he's
know.
Like, you know. Plus he was on Drink Champs, I guess so.
At the end of the day, you know, Special Ed is an icon, no matter what. He's a hip-hop legend. He was one of Pac's best friends on the East Coast. Done produced records for Pac.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Pac is the one that got him in. Pac is the one that got him in the movie Juice. You know, that's Pac's doing. You know, but at the end of the day, if you hip hop, I don't care where you from, East, West, North, South. You were singing "I Got It Made." You were singing that shit. You were singing "I Want Action." You know, think about it. That's what, 88, Special Ed, 88, and he's still touring. He's still touring off that song.
That one record could bring lifetime revenue.
Yeah, you're right about that. He definitely came out before Exhibit. He's way before Exhibit.
Yeah. Shit, you kidding me?
But what you think about that statement? Do you think that statement was correct?
Nah, because where I felt that it wasn't right was because Kool G Rap been Kool G Rap his whole life. Kool G Rap been kicking that gangster shit.
See, but it's the difference with G-Rap. G-Rap got some finesse with it. You know, niggas just out there straight, fuck you, fuck you, nigga. And not really finessing the rhymes. But they got, you know, they,
yeah,
you know.
Because Kool G-Rap is a storyteller. You know, he puts it in story form, and he's slick with it.
Slick word, the wordplay, and, you know, he's just dope with that shit like that. So, you know, niggas didn't really, you know, amp him up. But them niggas just say, fuck the police, straight up and down, not even trying to be slick about it.
I mean, they were making their mark, you know. New York had it. They wanted to come out with a boom. They were dealing with
New
the
York
riots.
Them niggas.
Yeah, they was dealing with the riots, so they just really speaking on their times and what's going on in their surroundings. But, you know, there's always been that in hip-hop. It's just N.W.A. really put it out there, you know?
Raw, put it out there, raw.
Niggas,
no matter what,
N.W.A. really is fucking dope. I think N.W.A. is fucking
out,
dope, though. N.W.A. is
New
fucking
York was,
dope.
New York was
Plain
fucking with
see.
It.
You can't change me, because I'm going to be a nigga for life. What? I love N.W.A.
You know, it's always been hardcore shit. But when you think about it, Special Ed dropped the same time Slick Rick dropped his album. Those are the two albums that was in rotation, 88, 89.
I'm Special Ed. And who the fuck are you?
Special Ed album, Slick Rick album, you know, P-Rock and CL Smooth.
Yeah, he was the youngest in charge.
Yeah, yeah.
He definitely made his mark.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that song comes on, people singing that shit to this day.
Hell yeah, that's a super classic. I'm your high. She came and killed that shit, really. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking better than you.
Not only that, you know, him, Master Ace, Buckshot, they put out Crooklyn Dodgers. Like, you know, like,
I wonder what happened to Master Ace. Like, he could have been like he was young, you know. Special Ed. He just fell back, though. See, a lot of niggas don't want to drop new projects. The one thing I know about these OG niggas, because I'm an OG nigga, right? niggas don't want to drop new projects because they scared it's not going to live up to their classics. So they rather just go on tour and keep performing them classics instead of making new joints.
Nah, because Crooklyn Dodgers came way after the album. And I think he dropped that album.
I'm talking about like right now. When niggas be disappearing and not dropping new shit for years and years because they don't want to out, they can't outdo their hits.
I don't know.
And they making the bag going around performing their old classics.
Plus they don't, yeah, just like you said, they don't want their work to get panned because, you know, artists are very sensitive about their craft.
They got their niche. They getting paper, getting doing shows. So fuck it, why do a new album? I'm getting paid fucking, you know, do shows. So they don't drop no new shit in forever. They just go on tour and like Big Daddy, where's new shit at? Why ain't got no new shit out? Cause he's going on tour, running around, getting money like that. Niggas ain't trying to drop a new album.
I mean, you had that song with Big Daddy Kane. I mean, he didn't drop a new album, but he dropped new music. You know, he did the record with Domingo.
The majority of OG niggas is slow with it, man. Niggas don't drop fast enough. Me included.
I mean, you can't say that, Poet, because, you know, Under the Radar, you drop an album just about every year. Every year there's a new Black Forest project.
Yeah, I'm trying to do something, have something every fucking decade.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you think about it, I could keep naming, you know. You just dropped an album this year. Your people done dropped. Album you did just came out this year. Album came out last year. I think two projects dropped last year. Then you had Scribes.
I mean, that's other niggas, you know, that's work. You know, that's work, but it ain't like.
But it's still
some. I sat back.
It's still your album though, so you can't really say that.
No doubt. But you know what I'm talking about, like Simon Phoenix it up, or me and Primo. Matter of fact, I gotta get busy. I got to call Lost Pro, man. Me and Lost Pro. We gotta do some, and my nigga Lord Nez, shout out Lord Nez, man. I'm gonna have to go out to Hollis and sit in his crib and fucking do a joint every day. She got fired, so I'm gonna get and I got the ill idea, y'all. Tell me how this idea sound, right? See, everybody complaining about music ain't selling. All right, so I'm gonna do a fucking an EP, right? Five bangers. And just put it out there. Just give it away, right? It was my Cash App. Yo, fuck it. Y'all niggas appreciate this shit here, man. Send whatever you want. Send whatever you want to me. Here. Bang. Whatever y'all niggas want, man. This is for y'all, man. But any donation, send that shit to me, my Cash App. Niggas talking about you can't make no money with music no more, man. It's popping, man. Give niggas something and just fucking tell them niggas, yo, pay me what you want to pay me, man. Send me some money to my Cash App for this shit, yeah.
I just say put the album out straight direct through you and they got a Cash App, boom, you know, and then you send them the album. But to give it out for free, ain't nobody donating shit. They walk by bums in the street who got their cup out. Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Fucking hitting y'all niggas with the fire, man.
They gonna steal it anyway.
Download shit.
They gonna steal it anyway.
Send me what you want to send me. Here's my Cash App. You know, everybody ain't gonna copy. You know, niggas gonna rip that shit, but then you got certain niggas that's gonna be like, that support their artists. So, yeah, I'm gonna send them this. I'm gonna send them that. You got fucking 1,000 motherfuckers send you fucking $10. Just because they feeling your movement, you told them, niggas, yo, send me whatever you want to send me. niggas might send you $100, one nigga. Who knows? You know, niggas don't send you anything. Because, you know, it's just, as long as you get it, it's just for the people, man.
Yeah, that's
but that was just an idea. You know, my brain be all over the place. That's just an idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brainstorm.
You know me,
your
comment
about the buck.
Yeah, I just, you know, like, when it comes to Black Poet, man, I hold Black Poet up there, man. Like, nah, we ain't giving shit away for free. Fuck that. No way. You gotta remember, right? Like, Poet is a pioneer. He's been in this game when some of y'all wasn't even born yet. You know? When Poet dropped his first record in 86, I'm 10 years old. It's 2023 and he's still banging. Still heat.
And to put it in part of perspective, he's a lot of y'all favorite rappers' favorite rapper.
It's crazy.
Listen, man. From I'm Flipping to Screwball, Y2K to Loyalty to the Black Print to Rocking With Me, Mad Screws, Smoke, Holding Me Down, and still giving y'all Black Death and giving y'all Black. What was it with you and Stu Bangers again? Oh man, that was another one. Black Poet Society, Everybody Killer, like, and that's not even talking about the other albums that were coming out, like him and Kyo Itachi album, like nothing but heat. And you know how like you hear the rappers in the early stages, and then later on they sound watered down or they don't have that hunger. Like, you've had the hunger all throughout these years. You can't hear a Black Poet rhyme that don't sound like he just started yesterday. Hungry.
Man, you give me too much props.
Nah, it's not props. It's fact.
The truth.
It's fact. Maybe the people ain't doing what they supposed to do because so many people come out with gimmicks and bullshit. And here, I made a pair of sneakers, and now they want to dress like they rapper. But at the end of the day, when it comes to hardcore, there's only so many rappers that could do that hardcore. You know what I mean? Only not too many. You got Black Poet, Bumpy Knuckles, Styles P, Coogee Rap. Ain't too many. And look, all the ones that I named, every time they drop, is hardcore all the time. Tell me one whack Black Poet verse. Tell me one Bumpy Knuckles whack verse. Tell me one Coogee Rap whack verse. Tell me one Styles P whack verse. I never heard one.
Yeah, definitely getting it on, man.
Check it out. If I was a promoter, right? If I'm a promoter and I had the bucks, I would do a hardcore tour, right? And this would be my lineup for my hardcore tour. Black Poet, Coogee Rap, Bumpy Knuckles, Styles P, M.O.P.
Body that shit.
Straight hardcore everywhere. And the only out-of-town motherfucker that I would add to that shit would be Scarface.
Oh, Mr. Brad.
Oh, man. That would be my tour. If I'm a promoter and I have money
And I want to give people raw hip-hop, not talking dollars, not talking your champagne that you drinking, not none of that bubblegum bullshit that the radio put in your head. I'm talking about straight hardcore lyrics, straight hardcore, straight up. That would be my tour right there. That would be my hardcore tour right there. And if
that'd be one of the rowdiest tours.
If Old Dirty Bastard was alive, he would be on that tour. Because Old Dirty was the hardest, grimiest out of Wu-Tang was Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah,
Everybody else talking about their fashion and their jewelry, and he didn't give a fuck about that shit. Poet don't give a fuck about your jewelry. If he wants jewelry, he could have jewelry, and he could take your jewelry. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the truth.
Taking shit.
It's the truth.
Yeah, I never was into jewels like that, really. I will rock.
Nah,
this
you
shit,
would. You wanted the real one, so you was into making sure your other people was getting money with you, not just you shining and nobody else shining.
Oh yeah, on the streets.
But in general, even in the music,
you
put people on. You know, you was the name before Screwball came about. There was Black Poet. And then PhD, you know, it's PhD, Poet and Hot Day. And then Poet was the main star.
I was MC Poet. I was Straight Poet. The Poet. And I was Black Poet.
You know what I mean? Like,
I started with MC Poet.
Even your cousin KL knew the rawness of you.
Oh man, KL, that was my fucking biggest fucking supporter. That nigga used to battle niggas with my rhymes.
But that's
that nigga
what I'm
was
saying,
taking
like,
niggas out. He was taking niggas out all for Rockaway, Jamaica, with my rhymes. He knew my rhymes better than me. All my old battle rhymes, and I used to go around battling niggas. KL knew all my rhymes, yo, and when he was with me and he was out there by himself running around, he was spitting my rhymes. Yeah, niggas open.
I mean, think about it. When you think about Queensbridge, most of the rappers you think about, they're not hardcore rappers.
Yeah, niggas got lyrics. They got
lyrics, but the two hardest rappers out of Queensbridge is Black Poet and Rapper Noid.
Rapper Noid
was really outside. He wasn't about the music shit. The music shit was just his peoples was doing it, so why not? Then you got Big Twin, another hardcore. Infamous Mob.
Yeah, man. Like Cole Mega really get it in. You know, he really got it in too.
Yeah, but Mega was a, see, like, when I think of Mega's the truth, regardless. I hold him high in the pedestal. But Mega was like, you know, a kingpin rapper. You know, all his early music was Montana, Mega Montana. It wasn't that he'll grab you by the throat, twist your head off, and stuff you in a fucking mailbox. It wasn't hardcore rap. Like Beat You Down was
exactly what it says, beat you down.
That's what I remember when I first met Garrus. What he's like, poet. You know, I really had to. I mean, this is not the first time, because the first time it was drama. He was throwing shit at that nigga, everything. But when I seen him again, it was Fat Joe, me, Primo, all sitting at the fucking table backstage. He's like, poet. We had to, he's like, what's up, Fat Joe? Looking at him like, looking at Primo smiling. Like, what up, man? He said, you know, I had to answer. I had to answer you back. I was like, you know what I'm saying? No, it ain't nothing, man. It's hip hop, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Came in my hood. I bust some shots. You bust some shots. This is after me and him got, I got on his album. But that nigga is funny. He's smiling at me. You're fluid.
Historically, hip hop history, you came at him when he came at the bridge.
Oh yeah, I would have never said nothing about that nigga. If he would have never said the bridge, nothing about the bridge, I would have never said nothing to that nigga. Him and Shane would have just, cause, you know, did they think. As soon as you fucking try to shit on my hood. Nah.
So today's Marley Marl's birthday, right? Happy birthday to the legend.
Oh,
Marley
happy
Marl.
Birthday, Marley, man. You know what I'm saying? I see him, I'll punch you in your face a bunch of times and shit. Give my fucking birthday punches. I punch niggas in the face, Marley. You know that. Nah, that's my G.
But again, you know, Poet been one of the most hardcore rappers in the industry. Underground.
Yeah, I kind of pride myself on trying to be hardcore, you know, not the meanest, not the most gangsterish, you know, just the hardest, man. You know what I'm saying? Like the hardcore action music, man. You know, I'm on some braggadocious rhyme and twist your head off shit, you know. Niggas be saying, oh, you too old for that shit, man. Yeah. But I'm still fucking doing it.
See, but that's what makes you you. That's why you don't sound like no one. And nobody can't sound like you.
I mean, why change it up? That's what I love doing, man. It's like, I can't change it up to fucking be Q-Tip and fucking Common. I gotta be fucking Poet. I can't be fucking Common, Q-Tip, and fucking these other niggas, man. You know,
yeah,
I do my conscious shit sometimes. You know, I do conscious shit. Because I got a homie, you always talk about Poet, man. You always talking that street shit, man. You got to talk about some other shit, man. I'm like, you know, I'm a street nigga, man. I'm going to talk street shit forever, nigga.
Picture Poet doing, like, a vibrant thing. That ain't going to happen. Nah, that shit ain't going to happen.
Even though that beat is dope, I'd have flipped that beat a little different. I'd have thugged that beat out.
Slow it up a little bit.
Nah, these guys motherfucking wearing snow boots with fucking two fucking ding-dongs off their fucking Scully hat. Poet ain't coming outside looking like that. It's strictly 10 boots and fucking Army certified suits.
Yeah, it's been wild. So I'd have definitely thugged that beat out, though. That beat is dope. Q-Tip is a dope-ass producer, man.
I mean, Q-Tip is a dope artist all around.
Hell
he's
yeah.
An artist. He's his own. He got his own style. He's got his own voice. You know, it's one thing about hip-hop when I was little is that everybody had a distinct voice. Poet had his voice. You know, Nas had his voice. Q-Tip had his voice. Sadat X had his voice. You know, like not like today when you could hear people and you're like, yo, he sound like Method Man, or he sound like Nas, or he sound like Ghostface, and like people try to stay away from that. People try to be their own person. You know, Chad sound like Chad, Cormega sound like Mega, Capone and Noriega. Even though they rhyme together, they don't say the same shit. They just be different.
They're two totally different guys.
You know, Prodigy and Havoc.
Totally different style. Yeah, like we all from the same hood, but you know, niggas definitely don't be sounding like each other.
Yeah, like nowadays, everybody sound like everybody. Like you turn on the radio and you like, damn, that song just sound like the last song.
They borrowing each other lines.
Yeah,
man,
no
we gotta hit them with some more fire, man.
I'm gonna
hit some more joints,
man.
Word.
Yeah, let's give it to him. Take us out of the show. All right. Next time, Omari,
you're
like looking
two,
on
this. We got a plus one, like two more joints or something.
Now, we got a couple.
Yeah, we got some on deck, man. So, yeah, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be great with y'all next Saturday night, same school time, same school channel. For episode 148 is on the wraps. Check us next week for episode 149.
Fuck all y'all bitch ass niggas. Fuck all y'all bitch ass niggas for life.
This is the Screwball Radio Throwback Pick of the Week.
You got live motherfuckers in the house.
No doubt.
Holding it down for my homie.
Put it on.
The type of individual that seek out ways to stack mass figures.
My kind of nigga.
The type to shut down the main man just to make his game plan bigger.
My kind of nigga.
And when you scheme, he ready to move much more quicker.
My kind of nigga.
So when you flip and he flip the clip and then he rely on the trigger.
My kind of nigga.
Let me just hit you warm.
Motherfuckers, you bigger than grimy niggas from the back block. That's my kind of nigga.
take this little brief intermission and get to some real shit, as only I could. Big Gorilla Thong. Coney Island, yo. My real life is nothing like this rap shit. Grew up in the projects, a little fat kid. I had every single CD that came out and knew every verse on every song, even the whack shit. Personality fraction, student of the game. I speak my truth because I refuse to be ashamed. While all my friends was outside playing games, I was in the hospital watching my father die from AIDS. Became the man of the house so I can save mine. Had to wear my game face when it was game time. Hate crying, struggle made me a great mind. I've learned you can't save your ass and your face at the same time. Starting to understand my fate. If you knew my story, then you wouldn't have a chance to hate. All the hardships made me who I am. And mom did the best she could raising a man. And she tried, and she tried, and she cried, and she cried. God, I grew up hating you, but now I understand, and our bond is unbreakable. We ride, we ride, we survive, we survive. Sometimes I just look up and smile. The boy became a man, mama, look at me now.
And I'ma keep on keeping on. That's all that I can do. Oh, and I'ma keep on.
Like this dream will never come true, but I'm not willing to give it up, so fuck you. I wake up every day at 4 a.m. go to work from 6 to 2, leave there, hustle hats and hit the stool. I've sacrificed, the normal life's on hold. No kids, no wife, so I can pick up and go. And I don't care what nobody say, I'm gonna hustle hard and push my motherfucking dreams until I reach my goals. Man, my social life weak as fuck. Sometimes I'd rather stay home than sleep than fuck. Chicks all up in my DMs, but really I don't wanna chat. These 2 hours is reserved for a power nap. I put in work, go the extra mile. So much pain, you think I'd never smile. But I'm just trying to buy a big-ass crib to have my family over for Christmas. Everybody that's arguing can reconcile. I learned life was too short. My father passed when I was 4. Left me a bastard. And I've learned all the resentments you got with your people go away the moment you standing over their casket. Real shit. Don't let the devil lie to you people. Sometimes your biggest enemy is your pride and your ego. The essence of life to love someone else. A real man is one who humbles himself.
And I'ma keep on keeping on.
Yeah. They walk around head sleep, yeah. But I'ma wake them up with the head.
one, not the turner of a chick.
Of a chick.
But at the same time, they pray on the wig. They walk around and sleep, but I'ma wake them up with the head.
Yo, what with the bars and bullets, gym stars and fullies, bare knuckles on them 52 hand blocks. We move through the city streets. Eyes on my enemy, keep the same energy. The world gon' remember me. I look at life different through these Cartier frames. Body after body, names change, same game. The way they maintain, the drink away the pain. Some go insane, they couldn't stand the rain. I got everything to lose, but still, I play the game. Consequences to my actions, I don't bail. No relaxing on borrowed time, stay on my grind. Shit happens. You think it's just rapping, but it's real life. The price is heavy, they point the finger. Your life's in jeopardy, it was written. Your destiny, ain't no need for stressing it. It is what it's gonna be. We run in circles around these niggas in these cold streets.
They want us to turn the other cheek, but at the same time, they pray on the weak. They walk around here sleep, but I'ma wake them up with the heat. They want us to turn the other cheek, but at the same time, they pray on the weak. They walk around here sleep, but I'ma wake them up with the heat.
Pop the chopper, he ain't knowing the odds the doctor. Cash at the medic, now homie ain't breathing proper. I got a lot of sons, there's a lot to see the doctor. Could be a prophet the way I always foresee the doctor.
Let's go.
Duckin' suckers, where motherfuckers make me the topic. The fuckers up with them running up and we speed the process. Life expectancy met, I ain't even joshin'. Shot a fair one with the bro, and I ain't even the washer. Brooklyn, I scream from the dope, you should proceed with caution. We grimy, we playing it low. There ain't no need for flossing, get by me, be letting them go. You peeing in your faucet, trust me, you already. No, we overturn the bosses. Roll versus wave with the flow. Niggas is getting awesome. Get them off us. Me and Peach, we hitting carpets. Licking off with HKs that we clicking targets. Hit your stomach and put a hook where the chorus is.
You bitch, they want you to turn the other cheek, but at the same time they pray on the wig. They walk around here sleep, but I'ma break them up with the heat. They want us to turn the other cheek, but at the same time they pray on the wig.